Can you name and count the Native American tribes in our state? Well, photographer Matika Wilbur thinks everyone should be able to. She set out to visit each federally recognized tribe in the U.S., all 566 of them. KPLU's Ray Ellen Bichelle has more.
Matika Wilbur is on a mission to change the way we see Native America.
I've put about 70,000 miles on my car.
Wilbur says movies like Twilight, Peter Pan, and the stoic portraits of turn-of-the-century photographer Edward S. Curtis have mired the Native American stereotype in the past.
But the image of who we are today, people such as myself, photographers, teachers, weavers, doctors, and attorneys, and culture bearers, and linguists, those images were all absent.
Wilbur is photographing people on their tribal lands and interviewing them about race, identity, and what it means to be a member of their community. Her work will be on display at the Tacoma Art Museum starting tomorrow. She titled it Project 562 when she came up with the idea a few years ago, back when there were 562 federally recognized tribes. Since then, the number has bumped up to 566. Wilbur has drawn criticism for leaving out the unrecognized tribes, which she did for logistical reasons.
Because it's kind of a logistical nightmare when you start looking for people to photograph. And I thought it was important to give the project a number because people don't realize there are that many tribes in this country. Well, whose land are you on right now?
Downtown Seattle is on land once occupied by the Duwamish, one of about five unrecognized tribes in Washington state, compared to the 29 that are recognized. But beyond the technical, Wilbur's identified some key questions that she thinks need to be discussed more, and which she hopes to address in an educational app and book that are in the works. Above all, she hopes her work will debunk the outdated image of American Indians as a people of the past.
That maybe if you had the opportunity to go to a website or pick up a book and become acquainted with the vast variety of what is contemporary Indianness, you might change your mind.
Wilbur estimates she's interviewed and photographed about 800 people in 200 tribes. The project won't be over until she's visited everyone. Next up, Alaska. Ray Ellen Bichelle, KPLU News.